95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. How many fashion influencers do you follow? Because I know that I follow a lot. I like fashion, I like to be fashionable, and I like to get different ideas from people like my next guest. She's a fashion influencer whose popularity has tremendously grown since her start in 2013. The Mother Chic, who is based right here on the main line, has over 90,000 Instagram followers and 410,000 followers on Facebook. The Mother of Four is known for her wearable fashion with a focus on elevating the everyday mom uniform. She's partnered with a number of brands, including Nordstrom, J. Crew, Nike, Amazon, and Macy's. This month, she will launch her first ever 13-piece collection of spring-summer clothing called Gibson X, the Mother Chic Collection, which is available now at Nordstrom.com. Please welcome the woman behind the Mother Chic, Lindsay Schuster. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. Wow. What an intro. Oh. Thank you.
Well, listen, it's funny. Yeah. I have to tell you, because years ago, before there were even Instagram influencers, my friend and I used to have these secret Pinterest boards with fashion ideas. It was kind of like us going back and forth, and she'd see something that she thought I liked, or I'd see something she liked, and we would put our outfits together basically on Pinterest.
Amazing.
So when people started doing this on Instagram, we were like, oh, wow, this is amazing and way easier.
It's so much easier for someone to do the work for you.
Right? And you were one of the first fashion influencers that I started to follow. When I first started following you, I actually had no idea you were on the main line. And then eventually I figured it out. But yeah, I mean, you were one of the first people that I followed. I'm kind of watching your success and your business expand.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an incredible road. And if you told me years ago that this is what I would be doing, I didn't think this existed years ago.
Let's start from the beginning. Tell me how you started this whole business.
My background is I was an elementary school teacher and I taught for 7 years. And after I had my second son, I decided I just wanted to stay home and be with my kids. So I did that for a while. And then during nap time, I kind of said to myself, I could fold laundry or I could do something creative. I just sort of, for lack of better words, got a little bit bored staying home. I just wanted to be creative and have some sort of an outlet. So I started writing and I started a blog called Sisters to Sons because I had two sons at the time and I have four sisters. So I just wrote about being a mom. I just wrote like relatable little anecdotes about my life staying home with my kids. And after a while, my audience started to grow. When my son turned six, my older son, he said, Mom, are you going to put that in your blog? And I was sort of like, oh, yeah, maybe he has a point. Maybe I should be like asking them before I'm just like throwing them under the bus in front of like all these people. So I decided then to switch gears because people had always asked about what I was wearing. So I was, maybe I'll just switch gears and put the focus on myself. And I love fashion. So I rebranded and it became the Mother Chic. And the rest is sort of history.
So you don't have a fashion background. You started as a teacher.
Yes.
And you kind of just took your love for fashion and made that a career.
Exactly. I have zero fashion background. I just love clothes. Ever since I was little, I remember when I was five, my mom got me like a fake fur coat for Christmas and thought it was like the best thing ever.
I know you're from the main line. Did you grow up there as well?
Yes, I grew up in Berwyn.
When you rebranded and you started to then get into the whole fashion part of this, how did you go from just posting pictures of your outfit on Instagram to actually influencing people and giving them ideas on what to wear?
Well, my audience at the time when I had Sisters to Sons was moms. So I thought, you know what? Moms in the trenches, they start to lose themselves. So I thought, you know, I could put together outfits that moms could just, any busy person, because we're all so busy these days, could just look at and buy from head to toe and not have to think about it and feel styled. And so that was sort of my premise all along, like, you know, you don't have to wear sweatpants all day long. You're going to feel better about yourself if you put a little bit more effort into it and style an outfit. This doesn't come naturally to everybody. So I just thought, you know, this website can just sort of be like a resource for women. Look at, stop by for a few minutes every day, get some inspiration, and then move on.
Okay, so if somebody wants to buy the outfit that you're posting on Instagram, they go to your website and you have it listed there, links to the items.
Right, exactly. Or sometimes I do swipe up in my Instagram story Or if you just go to Instagram.com/themothersheik, there's a link right in my profile right there. And that is the link that has all of my outfits in my Instagram post.
What was the first partnership you had?
My first fashion partnership was with Nordstrom. And I almost fell over when they said they wanted to work with me. It was like a dream come true.
How does that happen?
I work with a company called ShopStyle, and they are like the middleman between me and the brands. I use affiliate links so that the brands know that I'm driving traffic to their site, and that's how they can track everything. So when a brand sees that you're driving significant traffic and sales to their site, you might qualify for a partnership. So ShopStyle sort of tracks all that and is the liaison between me and the brand. And they will then say, okay, the Mothersheik is, you know, driving a lot of traffic to your site, a lot of sales. Maybe let's do a partnership. And that's sort of how that conversation starts.
And what does a partnership entail?
So a partnership, they're all pretty similar. They'll give me a theme, say, okay, this month we want you to focus on spring dresses. I will go to their site. I'll pick out outfits that I think would resonate with my readers that I love. So I'm styling everything from head to toe.
So they're not sending you a dress and saying,
no,
hey, post a picture of you in this dress.
Yeah.
It's actually stuff that you like that you've styled.
Exactly. Which is so great because I don't want people to think that I'm posting something just because a brand sent it to me.
Right.
I never do that. I say, yes, you can send me things, but I'm not going to post it unless I absolutely love it. So when I work with these brands, it's so great because they give me all the creative freedom to write about what I want to write about. They just sort of narrow it down by giving me a theme like, okay, this month focus on accessories or this month focus on shoes. And I get to just take it from there.
But you're actually picking stuff that you like,
yes.
which is great. You're one of five. You have four sisters and you yourself have four sons.
Yes, it's crazy.
So you went from all girls to all boys.
Yeah, I have no clue what I'm doing.
Is this like your way of kind of staying girly?
It's my girly escape. It's 100%. It's just my little girly haven. And then I come home to my little frat house of boys wrestling. And they are a part of my blog sometimes because I do like to, you know, integrate pieces about motherhood. But it's totally my girly escape.
Do you dress them? Are you kind of styling the boys
too?
No,
they are terrible. They just want to wear mismatched mesh shorts and high socks. They look ridiculous.
So yeah. I have a 7-year-old son, and basically he has told me, don't buy me anything unless it's an Under Armour shirt and shorts. Jeans are uncomfortable. He has specific rules, and it has to be sweatpants, basically.
And if I make him dress up, they just give me like the worst time about it, but they look so cute.
I know.
Like, just do it for me because I just can't take it when they have like a little button down on that happens like 1% of the time.
For school pictures, I tell him that the school sends a note home and they have to dress nice.
Okay, I'm totally stealing that.
I don't know how long that's going to last, but we got through kindergarten and first grade by letting him know that the school sent a note
home.
Oh
my gosh.
See
it.
How long that continues.
Yeah, really?
All right. So tell me about the collection. It's Gibson X, the Mothersheik at Nordstrom. Tell me about it.
This collection is just everything that you're going to need for the upcoming season that you can throw on and go. These are versatile pieces and they all have like a nod to some of the hot trends right now, but they don't go overboard. So for example, smocking is a really big trend for spring and summer, but it's not for everybody. So we just took these trends and integrated them into the line in like a small little detail. So it's there, but it's not in your face. So the pieces are classic enough that, you know, you could wear them for years and years, but also, you know, they have a little touch of something that's trending right now, whether it's like a pop of neon or, like I mentioned, the smocking detail.
What is smocking?
Smocking is like a threading detail. Little girls' dresses sometimes have like a smocked top.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
So that's, I have no background in fashion. My sister, who works with me on my team, she has a degree in fashion design. So she was so helpful in actually like helping come up with sketches for the collection. And I just come up with the ideas. Like, this is what I like. And she's like, okay, well, this is how we can do that. So the two of us together make a really good team.
Oh, so she works with you?
Yes, full time.
Okay.
She's more just behind the scenes. I'm the face of everything. But she, because she has this background in fashion, she worked for Anthropologie for years. So
do you have an office?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
On the main line?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can actually leave the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where you take your pictures?
Yes.
Okay. Because sometimes I look at your pictures, I'm like, is her house this clean all the time?
No.
With four boys?
No, that is not my house.
Okay.
It's everything that I want in my house, but I don't because my kids would destroy it.
Right. Okay. You have this collection. You said your sister is helping to do the sketches?
So in the beginning, when we started talking with Gibson, this wasn't a sure thing. They said, okay, well, come up with some ideas and then we'll take it to Nordstrom and we'll see if we can make this happen. So we came up with a collection of mainly dresses and tops and joggers. And we said to ourselves, what do our readers love? Like, what are pieces that have sold well over the years? So it really is a collection that's inspired by my readership, which is, I think, so cool because we know what people like. We have a direct connection to the consumer because we're constantly on Facebook and social media answering questions. We know what people like and we know it resonates well. So that's what the collection is.
But you had a hand in it. You had a hand in designing this.
So yeah. So Abby, my sister, we basically took these items that we know do, or like just certain silhouettes that do really well. And she sketched them. And then we presented it to Gibson, and they have a whole design team. So then Gibson took those ideas and made them into working designs. And it was a lot of back and forth. They would send us samples. We would try it on. We would videotape. Okay, this armhole is too big. Or can you bring the collar up a little bit? Or how about a little slit in the side here? And we would text it back to them, and they would create another sample and send it back.
So they would take your suggestions into consideration.
Oh, 100%.
That's really cool.
It's so cool. So we would take something and say, okay, we love this, but let's change the thread color so that it's just like a little bit different. Just little things like that.
This is like a dream come true for any woman to be have your own line.
It's amazing. The day the box came with the final samples, it was like Christmas morning. I was like, we designed this and this has my name on it. There was a label, like a hang tag that had the Mother Chic written on it, and was fainted.
And everything is under $100. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's 13 pieces, which consists of...
It's mainly dresses and tops. Things that you can throw on and go, and that anything from like white jeans to shorts, things that you already have in your wardrobe, you'll be able to pair with really easily.
Now, I followed along on your Instagram stories when you did the photo shoot for this. It happened in Florida.
Yes.
And was that your choice or Nordstrom's or Gibson's?
So that was my choice because it was too cold here to shoot the summer collection. And we wanted something bright and florally and just something that kind of spoke to the collection. So we shot near a town where my parents live. Because I know it well, and yeah, it was my idea to go there.
And did you pick your own photographer? Did that come from Nordstrom? How did that all work?
Yeah, so I've been using the same photographer for years. Her name is Allison Cornell, and she's also on the main line. She's amazing.
Now, obviously, I'm sure we'll see these pictures eventually on social media. Are they going to be used anywhere else? Will they be on Nordstrom's website?
Yeah, they are on Nordstrom's website.
Okay, so that's what we're looking at. If people want to check out your line, if they go to Nordstrom's website, they'll see the picture of you in the outfit?
Right. Well, they'll have the Nordstrom model first, which is just standard. So the Nordstrom model is on the front picture. And then if you roll over, my image will be second. So it's more of like a stock image. And then my image would be more of a lifestyle image.
Now, how often do you post new pictures on Instagram or on any of your social media and your blog?
On Instagram, I try to post pictures once a day. Maybe twice a day, depending. Oh, okay. And then on my blog, I post 4 to 5 times a week. But then on Facebook is probably where I spend most of my day. And I probably post 8 to 10 times.
Wow. Okay.
Whether I'm sharing my outfit of the day or something that I posted before that went on sale or a new trend that I'm trying. So I just try to mix it up a little bit.
Not having that schooling for fashion background, are you still in the know of what's upcoming? What's the fashion going to be next season? Or is your sister kind of pushing that towards you?
Yeah, my sister helps with that a lot. So I really rely on her for that. I mean, I do my own research. I read, you know, fashion editorial stuff and just so that I'm in the know just because I'm interested in it.
Do you get a lot of opinionated comments on your posts?
If I post a trend that people aren't a fan of, they will let me know.
They'll let you know. Okay.
Yeah. If someone says something in not a nice way, my readers will stick up for me. It's just like the most, it's like the sweetest thing.
A lot of times, a lot of the people that I will follow on social media, sometimes I look at their size. And if they're teeny tiny, which you are, a lot of times if I order things, it's not going to work for me because I'm not this, you know, teeny tiny person who can fit
right
in like Free People slim jeans.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
So how do you work that for people who don't have the same body type as you?
So we get this question a lot. And it's really something I'm trying to figure out a solution for because I don't have access to all the same clothes in every size. For this collection, I do have access to all the sizes. So we did a fun photo shoot with women of all different body types so that you can see how the piece looks on someone who's size 4 and petite from all the way from someone who's 5'10 and size 12. We really try to do that with this collection, but on an everyday basis, it is tricky because I only have one body that I can showcase things on, but I just kind of try to give as many sizing notes as I can, like this fits true to size, or if you're petite, I would size down, or if you're curvy, this might not work for you, or if you are large chested, this is a perfect piece for you. We just try to do a little bit of research, and that's okay, sort of how we get around that.
That makes sense. Okay. The 13 piece collection is now available at Nordstrom.com. What's the best way for people to find your pieces?
Probably the best way is just to go to my website, themotherchic.com. The post is there. We have an entire lookbook showing how to style all the pieces. You could also go to Nordstrom.com and just type in the Mother Chic into the search engine and it should pop up. But probably the easiest way is just to go right to my website.
Is to filter through your website. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
If you don't already follow Lindsay on Instagram, make sure you check out her page. It's The Mother Chic. And don't forget to look for her collection, Gibson X The Mother Chic, which is available at Nordstrom.com. You can filter through that right from her website, themotherchic.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.